In the WGXC studios today, we are honored to have the folks representing the Art School of Columbia County. We have the president of the board, Tom Chulak, and the program coordinator, Beth Thielen. And the school just completed their first, I'm going to use the word semester, but their first course. A School of Art in Columbia County, and they're here to tell us about it. So tell me, let's start off with where the school is. Well, first of all, you were walking down the street one day and you said, I think I'm going to open up an art school. So how did that all start?
My wife, Nicole Fernay, she and I are the co-owners of the Chatham Bookstore.
Oh!
And she owns this building. And about a year ago, it came to her that it was time to do something with this building to serve the larger community. And one of her loves is the arts. And she said, can we do something with the arts? And so I said, I'll help the organizing. You got the vision. I got some organizing skills. Let's do this together. So a year ago, in September, we started on this journey of deciding what might be in this building. And through talking to people in the community, a number of people said, it's time for an art school in Columbia County, serving Columbia County and the visitors to Columbia County. And so that's how it began a year ago.
And then the grind of getting it started, getting the organizing part, the paperwork, and the approvals and all this other stuff. And you actually got yourself started just last summer.
Yes, we did.
So what kind of programs does the school offer?
We offer bookbinding, printmaking. We had some wonderful painting classes, plein air painting, and watercolor drawing. So basically, it's the visual arts. We can't do sculpture in our small little space yet, but
okay.
We can do just about everything else.
So I can't draw a circle with a compass. So what about who is it? Who is the art school for? People who want to try the arts, or people who are artists who want to improve their skills? Exactly, what are the parameters?
You may not be able to draw a circle, but everybody is creative, and I know plenty of wonderful artists who don't have an ability to draw realistically, but they have great skills with color or line or words or, you know, so don't count yourself out.
Okay, all right, I won't count myself out. Is this for promising artists, or who would be the type of person who would want to come to the school?
Well, based upon this summer, it's all ages, all backgrounds, and all skill levels. We have artists who took courses from other artists. We had people who had very little background take it. We had families come in with their kids and say, let's have an experience here.
Oh, wow.
So it's for, the art school is for all ages, all skill levels, and all means.
Now that sounds great. So anything that that applies to children. So you have a classes for, you know, children, 7-8 year old.
We're developing that right now. You know, we started so late in the season with our summer program that we didn't really have enough time to get kids signed up. So we're still trying to figure out how we get to the kids that really need us, and we know they do.
Are you working in conjunction with any of the other schools around? Well, I know you're a stone's throw away from the Hawthorne Valley School.
We're starting to talk to the schools about how we can interface with them. We have some plans to do maybe art on wheels coming to different areas of Columbia County that can't get to.
Oh, that sounds terrific.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And, you know, I come from Los Angeles, where I had an art career there, where I worked with a lot of underserved communities. I worked in prisons. I worked with homeless people. I worked all over the place. And really, I think art is for everybody, because art is creative problem solving. And if ever we needed art, it's now.
Oh, wow.
So we're
very
trying
interesting.
To build community through the arts. And arts with its discipline, its difficulty, its physicality. I think this is something that our kids need, we need, in order to grow into the kind of community that we're going to need to face the future.
Go ahead, go ahead.
We our purpose for being is articulated in the following. We are here to nurture creativity and community through the visual arts. To nurture creativity and community through the visual arts. That's why we exist. And what we're trying to do is to bring together art and community in a way that connects people, but also transforms Columbia County, as well as, in some cases, Greene County, lesser, because neither of them now have an art school. This is the first art school in our area. And right now, as I'm sure that you're aware of and your listeners are aware of, is both Columbia and Greene County are just growing in the arts. The arts are finding ways here, and it's exciting. It's transformative, and it's beginning to more and more. It's not the only thing about the area, but the arts are part of the identity of our area, and in a growing way, and we're part of that growing process.
I'm of the firm belief that art and agriculture go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
I don't know why, but it just seems to work in a area like this that is rural.
Yeah.
I guess the senses are more tuned.
It's the beauty.
Yes.
It's like listening to the birds or watching the birds. We were driving here over to the studio this morning, and we saw these amazing birds swooping.
Swallows swooping. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a visual image
that
you hold on to, not only for the day, but beyond the day. So lots of amazing visual images to draw upon that inspire our creativity, inspire us from deep inside, to come from the inside out, because art comes from the inside out.
So what do folks have to do to either enroll or to find out more about the school?
You can go online. Our website comes up on Friday. And if you go to artschoolofcolumbiacounty.org, then you can check out our offerings. There's a registration form there. There's a way to give if you want. And we also have an open house on Sunday from 2 to 4 at the school.
Coming up on Sunday, the open house for the Art School of Columbia County. And what time is that going to be?
2 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Sunday. We will have demonstrations. We'll have some exhibits of what it is that we've already created in our summer session, and we'll be talking about the future of the school.
Now, folks, for the folks who are around here, if you don't know about Hawthorne Valley and where that is in Harlemville, and you can have a good time out there where that school is located. Describe where the school is located.
Well, it's right actually almost in the center of Columbia County.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the reason that we decided to call it the Art School of Columbia County, because we actually felt that it would be accessible to a lot of different people. I know there's some folks that don't have transportation and it would be hard for them to get here, but it is geographically in the center. So right off of the Taconic Parkway is a road called Harlemville Road. You take that east and go down there about 1 mile, and we're on the left at the corner of Harlemville Road and 21C in the hamlet of Harlemville in the town of Hillsdale.
And it is absolutely the gorgeous area there, right down from the Hawthorne Valley food store. And there'll be cows to the left of you and farm to the right of you.
Right. Absolutely.
It's stunning. It's a beautiful, beautiful area. Now, that's where art should be.
That's right.
Yes, right in the valley there. It's a gorgeous valley. So not only do we have painting and artwork on the inside of the building, which is the old 1842 schoolhouse in the hamlet of Harlemville, but also you can go outside onto the wonderful property there and be able to also have images that you then can put into an art form.
And it's I think most people are familiar with that building. You've passed it and 100. Well, you can't. Mm. You can get to. If you're coming from where I come from, you have to pass by the building to get to the Hawthorne Valley store, and it's a lovely little building. I just want to see the inside of it.
Yes, it's really a sweet building, and people walk in there and say, you know, I'd like to come back here. It's just that kind of. It's not large, but it has a certain feeling tone to it. It has a history to it, but it also has a wonderful location and a wonderful feeling to it.
Is there a telephone number that people can reach you at also?
Oh, I didn't bring the number.
Oh, okay. That's
bad girl.
Well, we have the website, and that's website's right. Going to be up on Friday.
Yes.
And it's the artschoolofcolumbiacounty.org.
That's right.
Let's take out our crystal ball and look down 5 years.
Oh, great.
What do you see for the Art School of Columbia County?
Well, I see satellites from that one place in Harlemville, satellites of art opportunities, art classrooms happening around Columbia County, kids groups, senior citizens also being a part of it, different groups working with each other. I see the art on wheels really working effectively.
That sounds just so cool.
Like fun? Yeah.
When you said that art on wheels, that just sounds so cool.
Well, it's an idea I have because I really feel like a lot of kids can't get all the way over there.
Right.
So let's figure out a way to come to them. I also have a printing press that is movable because it's made out of aeronautic plastic, so it's lightweight. So me and a friend can pick that press up and take it somewhere.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, we from the beginning had the vision that while we're beginning in Harlemville, we're here to serve the whole county. And serving the whole county means that we need to be flexible in how and where we offer our art experiences. We're also looking to say that classes are not the only way to experience art. You can have community art. You can have art out in the community. You can actually have an experience together in a way that's very artistic, which brings the community together. It's not just in classes. So we're looking at a broad understanding of what it means to be a school.
And what it means to be an artist, too, because I feel that art is at the core of all learning and that we've lost touch with that. And that it's a connection to a deeper way of seeing ourselves and each other.
I always am dismayed by the fact that whenever there is cutting of funds, it's always library and art and music.
That's
it
part
just
of
drives
why
me
that.
Crazy.
Me too.
It makes me want to bang my head on the desk. You know, the first thing that gets cut is
and
art and music and libraries.
And it's central to learning.
Exactly,
right.
Exactly. My grandchildren communicate with a piece of paper and a crayon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, right. So do I.
So. We know your background, and by the way, that is a favorite haunt of my wife's, the Chatham Bookstore, Tom. Beth, what is your background? Where are you from? How'd you get here?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll tell you.
It's a great story.
I am an L.A. transplant. I come here from Los Angeles. I moved here a few years ago.
And why did you move here?
Well, yeah. There are so many reasons, but I worked for a long time in the prison program, bringing art to prisoners there, and that all got shut down. You know, I tried to stay in as long as I could, and finally there was just no way that they would let us artists in again. And I saw lives really, really saved by art.
I got somebody I got to hook you up with, because we have a young lady here, very dedicated. As a matter of fact, her show follows this one. On Thursdays, on Thursdays, and her show is called The Prison Voices Project. Miss Corey Fisher Hoffman, and I got to hook you up with Corey Fisher Hoffman. She's doing. As a matter of fact, what her program tomorrow is about how they're going to learn about health and yoga in prisons.
Fantastic.
So we got to make sure you two meet each other.
I think so, yes.
But Beth's story is the story of many people who are moving to Columbia County who are artists. They're coming from other places.
Yes.
And they're finding it. So I'm fascinated, Beth, maybe to share, why did you choose to move into Columbia County all the way from Los Angeles?
Well, I wanted a smaller community to be a part of, to really, I want critical mass, mm-hmm. someplace where you can really make a difference with the arts. And also, I found here in upstate New York, everybody has an interest in art. Mm-hmm. We may not be a community yet, but we're all just simmering at the surface, and I feel it coming. And I just felt like this is the place for me to really make some inroads and make art more central to community.
Well, I really like that thought. People with that community in mind, we're a community radio station,
yeah.
And you're talking about art central to the community. And so I just hope you guys take off like a rocket. And one of the ways we're going to find out is get down to that is through your open house,
right.
Which is coming up on Sunday. Sunday, right?
Yep,
This Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Art School of Columbia County. And I'm going to have to make sure that on Friday I repeat all of this. And we'll make sure all of your activities get on the calendar. Because it really sounds fantastic. That art on wheels thing it's just fantastic.
It's part of our vision.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Einstein, he said that imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is, I forget what he said, but imagination encircles the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make imagination encircle ourselves into something that can grow and create the changes that we need.
And I would say also to reach out to Greene County and say mm-hmm. that we would really welcome you to travel over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge or however you get here to join us in this endeavor. And to also say that we have a number of wonderful partners that have helped us in the creation of our art school. One has been the Columbia County Council on the Arts. The other has been IS 183, which is an art school in Stockbridge. Both have been very helpful, as well as the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
All three of these have been our partners. But now we're partnering with other arts organizations that are offering art classes to make sure that what we're doing is not what they're doing. That we're collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about trying to be the only art school or the only place where art happens. We want to be one offering among many, and we want to be in a collaborative relationship in this county and not just run it by ourselves
yeah.
or run it alone.
We want a renaissance.
My feeling is that there needs to be more intentional partnership and collaboration between the arts organizations in Columbia County in order that the fullness of the arts can be here for the residents here and for visitors that come here as well, and that we want to be a part of leading that, offering the art school.
One of my favorite things to do, I was telling we have a member of one of our programmers, Pam Bedelia, and she has a dance organization. And I tell them that it is so easy interviewing folks like you because I don't have to ask anything because the passion
right.
Just oozes out at folks. And if you had television radio, you could see these two faces. It's like stoplights, and it's fantastic. And of course, it makes my job easy because I don't have to. It's not like talking to a politician. I don't have to get anything. I don't have to coax anything out of anybody. Interviewing is just so easy. You just say, "What do you do?" and just the passion and the love of community and what you're doing is just fantastic. It is the Art School of Columbia County, and we've been talking to Tom Chulak, who's the president of the board, and Beth Thielen, who is the program coordinator, and they will be having their open house at 2 p.m. This coming Sunday. Over at, give that address again.
It's 1198 County 21C, or it's at the corner of Harlemville Road and County 21C in the hamlet of Harlemville.
Or if you're coming from the north, go to the the natural food store, and just don't take that right. That's all.
That's right.
If you're coming from the south, pass the store,
right,
and you'll run right into
come
it.
Come right into Hawthorne
That's
Valley.
Right.
Come right into Hawthorne Valley. Yeah. We will welcome you.
Right. Just stop in the Hawthorne Valley and get a snack, and then
That's the way to do it.
And come down to the school. And there are the website will be up on Friday. Let's hope
yes,
it will
is.
Be up. ARTS Art. SchoolofColumbiaCounty.org. Tom Chulak and Beth Thielen, thank you so much coming by and sharing with you. Did I cut you off? Is there anything else? All right. So the Art School of Columbia County in beautiful Harlemville is absolutely fantastic in beautiful Harlemville, New York.